the substance burns so hot, it melts wood, stone, even steel. And, of course, flesh.
If I could tell you how many crazy old men I've seen making grand claims about jars full of pig shit.
Our order does not deal in pig shit.
King Stannis is my god. He raised me up and gave you a future I could never have imagined. Do you think a fire god commanded all that? It was Stannis. Stannis is my king, but he's only a man. I'll tell him that.
Does it give you joy to scare people?
No, it gives me joy to kill people. Killing's the sweetest thing there is.
You shipped off my only daughter, and now you want to send my eldest son to the battlefield to die.
He needs to be out there.
The men will fight more fiercely seeing their king fighting beside them, instead of hiding behind his mother's skirts.
Stannis, 2 days from the capital, and the wolf at my doorstep.
That's as sure as Robb Stark won't risk marching on Casterly Rock until he's at full force.
You'll risk anything at any time. We'll ride at nightfall.
Stark forces are distracted. Now is the time to strike.
My dear nephew, you do understand Stannis Baratheon sails this way?
They say Stannis never smiles. I'll give him a red smile.
If the wind holds, we'll reach King's Landing in a day.
Will it hold?
Can't make promises for the wind, Your Grace.
Stannis knows King's Landing. He knows where the wall's strongest, and he knows which gates are weakest.
Mudgate. That's where he'll land.
And if Stannis does attack the Mudgate,
what do we have?
tides against us.
Aye, but we have the wind. She'll blow us straight to the gate.
You're coming home?
King's Landing hasn't been home for 20 years. I spent most of my life dodging the Royal Fleet. And now I'm sailing right at them.
This is the Royal Fleet. And you're not a smuggler anymore, you're the High Captain.
Oh, of course there are. Several Royal Fleets of the world.
But after tonight, when the sun rises, Stannis will sit on the Iron Throne. And you will be his hand.
God will be good.
God. Father, there is only one, and he watches over us.
But not over them.
Over all of us. The people of King's Landing did not choose the false king, Joffrey Baratheon. They will be glad to see his head on a spike.
But first, we have to put it there.
Our ships outnumber theirs 10-1. Our army outnumber theirs 5-1.
Those walls have never been breached. And the men guarding the walls, when they see you, they don't see a liberator. They see a stranger come to set their city on fire.
I have faith in the Lord of Light. I have faith in our cause. And I have faith in my captain.
Are you afraid, my lion?
If the city falls, Stannis will burn every Lannister he can find. Of course I'm afraid.
I won't let them hurt you.
I'm a Lannister. I don't have a choice in all this. It's not your war.
It is now.
You can't fuck your way out of everything.
I have so far. Do you remember what you said when you met me in your tent? And I should make love to you like it was your last day on this earth.
As you know, Your Grace, it is not only the sworn duty of a maester to carry out the wishes of the house he serves, but also to offer guidance and counsel in times of war.
Your words are always wise and measured. If you could...
If anything, a maester's duties become more urgent in times of war and turmoil. I remember back in the days of King...
You brought me something?
Yes. Essence of nightshade is as dangerous as it is efficacious. A single drop in a cup of wine suffices to soothe ragged nerves. Three drops will bring on a deep and dreamless sleep. 10 drops, however...
I know what 10 drops will bring.
Your Grace, if I may ask...
You may not. You must have a lot of work to do. I'm sure many brave men will need your wisdom soon.
Yes, a siege is very...
Be careful on the stairs, Grandmaster. There are so many.
Your Grace.
And so he spoke, and Lord of Astermere, but now the rain weep o'er his halls with no one there to hear. Yes, now the rains weep o'er his halls and not a soul to hear.
Gregor! Lannister songs.
John Lannister songs.
You've got a pretty voice.
Thank you very much.
And I like your nose. How many times you break it?
Now, let's see.
First time, I was 5. My mum smacked me with an iron poker.
Oh.
Well, it wasn't me she was aiming at. She was trying for my little brother. Now, he was a real pest. Second time, I was 9. Got in a scrap with a few older boys. They won. Third time... Hey, you don't want to know about third time.
Poor nose.
Don't feel sorry for him. He'll be halfway up your ass before the night's through.
That's the last one.
Welcome, friends. This round's on me.
I don't think he likes me.
You think you're a hard man?
Oh. I know it. It's warm in here. We've got beautiful women and good brown ale. Plenty for everyone. And all you want is to put one of us in the cold ground with no women to keep us company.
Oh, there's women in the ground. I put some there myself. So have you. You like fucking and drinking and singing. But killing. Killing's the thing you love. You're just like me. Only smaller.
And quicker. Eh?
Your Lord Imp's going to miss you.
Aye. I expect you will someday. One more drink before the war, shall we?
I've always hated the bells. They ring for horror. A dead king, a city under siege.
A wedding?
Exactly.
Podrick, is that it?
Is that it? Nice touch. As if you don't know the name of every boy in town.
I'm not entirely sure what you're suggesting.
I'm entirely sure you're entirely sure what I'm suggesting.
Do you trust him?
Oddly enough, I do.
Good.
The map you asked for.
There must be 20 miles of tunnels beneath the city.
Closer to 50. The Targaryens built this city to withstand a siege and to provide escape, if necessary.
Not escaping. Strange as it sounds, I'm the captain of the ship, and if the ship goes down, I go with her.
That is good to hear. Though I'm sure many captains say the same while their ship is afloat. You look well suited for battle, my lord.
Well, I'm not.
For all our sakes, I hope you are wrong. My little birds tell me that Stannis Baratheon has taken up with the Red Priestess from Ashai.
What of it?
You don't believe in the old powers, my lord?
Blood spells, curses, shape-shifting, what do you think?
I think you believe in what you see, and in what those you trust have seen. You probably don't entirely trust me.
Don't take it personally. I don't entirely trust myself.
And yet I have seen things. And heard things. Things you have not. Things I wish I had not. I don't believe I've ever told you how I was cut.
No, I don't believe you have.
One day, I will. The dark arts have provided Lord Stannis with his armies and paved his path to our door. For a man in service to such powers to sit on the Iron Throne, I can think of nothing worse. And tonight, I believe you are the only man who can stop him.
Bells to mean surrender. They want to play music with us, let's play. Drops.
Drops!
Remember, wait till the ships are...
The ships are in the bay.
They must be far enough in so they won't...
I know what in means. Do you know how to use that?
Chopped wood once. No, I watched my brother chopping wood.
I saw you kill a man with a shield. You'll be unstoppable with an axe. Don't get killed.
Nor you, my friend.
Oh, are we friends now?
Of course we are. Just because I pay you for your services doesn't diminish our friendship.
Enhances it, really.
Oh, enhancers. Fancy word for a sellsword.
Been spending time with fancy folks.
Lady Sansa. And, Sheila.
Shay.
Yes. Surely my sister has asked you to join the other highborn ladies in Maegar's Hall first.
She has, my lord, but King Joffrey sent for me to see him off.
Sansa!
There has been a great romantic, my nephew.
Sansa, come here!
I will pray for your safe return, my lord.
Will you?
Just as I pray for the king's.
Stay safe, my lady.
And you, my lion.
Your king rides forth to battle. You should see him off with a kiss. My new blade. Heart Eater, I've named it. Kiss it. You'll kiss it again when I return. And taste my uncle's blood.
Will you slay him yourself?
If Stannis is fool enough to come near me.
So you'll be outside the gates fighting in the vanguard.
A king doesn't discuss battle plans with stupid girls.
I'm sorry, Your Grace. You're right. I'm stupid. Of course you'll be in the vanguard. They say my brother Rob always goes where the fighting is thickest. And he's only a pretender.
Your brother's turn will come. Then you can lick his blood off Heart Eater too.
Those boys will never come back. Joffrey will. The worst ones always live.
Come, my lady.
Hound, tell the hand that his king has asked him a question.
The king has asked you a question.
Sir Lancel, tell the hound to tell the king that the hand is extremely busy.
The hand of the king would like me to tell you to tell the king...
If I tell the hound to cut you in half, he'll do without a second thought.
That would make me the quarterman. Just doesn't have the same ring to it. Cut me in half and I won't be able to give the signal. No signal, no plan. No plan and Stannis Baratheon sacks this city, takes the Iron Throne... Put your pinched little head atop a gate somewhere. It might be quite amusing. Except that my head will be up there too. Not much like my head. I don't want to see it removed just yet.
Where are their ships?
It is wise to attack at night. We took them by surprise.
What Varys knows that you had for breakfast 3 days ago. There are no surprises here.
If it's true there's dissension in their ranks, maybe their sailors are mutinies.
Maybe.
She wants me. She's always saying how stupid I am. She hates me.
Maybe she hates you less than she hates everyone else.
I doubt it.
Maybe she's jealous of you.
Why would she be jealous? Sansa? I was wondering where our little dove had flown.
You look pale, child. Is your red flower still blooming?
Yes.
Fitting, isn't it? The men will bleed out there and you will bleed in here. Poor Lady Sansa, some wine.
I'm not thirsty, Your Grace.
So? I didn't offer you water.
What's he doing here?
Sailing. He's here to defend us. When the axes smash down those doors, you may be glad to have him.
But we have guards to defend us.
Guards we have paid. Should the city fall, they'll be the first ones out of the doors.
The lads caught a groom and two maids trying to sneak away with a stolen horse and some gold cups.
Battle's first, traitors. Have Sir Ilan see to them. Put their heads on spikes outside the stables as a warning. The only way to keep the small folk loyal is to make certain they fear you more than they do the enemy. Remember that. If you ever hope to become a queen.
He said he was here to protect us.
He is. Traitors are a danger to us all. More wine.
Ship, where are the rest of them? Where are the rest of them?
There's only one ship.
Archers! Stand tall! Find them below! Look! Draw! No one on board.
Prepare to land.
The grace. The dwarf has played his little trick.
The wildfire?
We can only play it once.
We're too far from the gates. Fire. There are archers. Hundreds will die.
Thousands.
Sansa, come here, little dove. My queen. What are you doing? Praying. You're perfect, aren't you? Praying. What are you praying for? For the gods to have mercy on us all. Oh. On all of us? Yes, Your Grace.
Even me?
Of course, Your Grace.
Even Joffrey.
Joffrey is my...
Oh, shut up, you little fool. Praying to the gods to have mercy on us all.
The gods have no mercy, that's why they're gods. My father told me that when he caught me praying. My mother had just died, you see.
who didn't really understand the concept of death, the finality of it. I thought that if I prayed very, very hard, the gods would return my mother to me. I was four.
Your father doesn't believe in the gods?
He believes in them, he just doesn't like them very much. One for her. Here. Sit. Drink. Not like that. Drink, girl. I should have been born a man. I'd rather face 1,000 swords than be shut up inside with this flock of frightened hens.
They're your guests under your protection. You asked them here.
It was expected of me, as it will be of you if you ever become Joffrey's queen. If my wretched brother should somehow prevail, these hens will return to their cocks and crow of how my courage inspired them, lifted their spirits.
And if the city should fall?
You'd like that, wouldn't you? The Red Keep should hold for a time, long enough for me to go to the walls and yield to Lord Stannis in person. If it were anyone else outside those gates, I might have hoped for a private audience, but this is Stannis Baratheon. I'd have a better chance of seducing his horse. Have I shocked you, little dove? Tears aren't a woman's only weapon. The best one's between your legs. Learn how to use it. Drink. Do you have any notion of what happens when a city is sacked? No, you wouldn't, would you? If the city falls, these fine women should be in for a bit of a rape. Half of them will have bastards in their bellies come the morning. You'll be glad of your red flower then. When a man's blood is up, anything with tits looks good. A precious thing like you will look very, very good. A slice of cake just waiting to be eaten.
Serious man, Stannis Baratheon.
They're coming ashore.
Rain fire on them.
Archers!
They're too many.
Hound, form a welcome party for any Baratheon troop that manages to touch solid ground. Pod, run to the king's gate. Bring any men guarding it here, now.
Yes, my lord.
Let's go. Stannis is sending us fresh meat.
You too. Any of these flaming fucking hells come near me, I'll strangle you with your own guts.
Stop!
Yeah!
dies with a clean sword, I'll rape his fucking corpse!
Young, Jamie and I, we looked so much alike, even our father couldn't tell us apart. I could never understand why they treated us differently. Jamie was taught to fight with sword and lance and mace, and I was taught to smile and sing and please. He was heir to Castle Rock, and I was sold to some stranger like a horse to be ridden whenever he desired.
You were Robert's queen.
And you will be Joffrey. Enjoy. I don't think I know this one. Pretty. That's the worst captain I've ever seen. Here, it's not difficult. I mastered it when I was 4. Straighten your back and bend. Better. You learn fast. How long have you been in Lady Sansa's service?
A few weeks, Your Grace.
When did you leave Laura? I had a Marathi handmaiden once.
But she was a nobleman's daughter. You're not.
When did you come to Westeros?
10 years ago, Your Grace.
From Lerathi Commoner to the Red Keep in 10 years, all without learning how to curtsy. I imagine that's a very interesting story. What's your name?
Shay, Your Grace.
Tell us a story, Shay.
When I was 13, I...
Your Grace!
What news?
Imp has set the river afire. Hundreds of ships are burning, maybe more. Stannis' fleet destroyed, But his troops have landed outside the city walls.
Where is Joffrey?
On the battlements with Lord Tyrion.
Bring him back inside at once.
Your Grace.
What?
The King's presence is good for morale.
Bring him back to his chambers now.
Not here?
With the women and children. Do you want him to be mocked as a coward for the rest of his life?
No, but I...
Now! When I told you about Sir Ilyn earlier, I lied. Do you want to hear the truth? Do you want to know why he's really here? He's here for us. Stannis may take the city, he may take the throne, but he will not take us alive.
Ah!
Faster! Faster! Come on, kill the scar!
Someone bring me a drink.
Fuck the water. Bring me wine.
Can I get you some iced milk and a nice bowl of raspberries, too?
Eat shit, dwarf.
You're on the wrong side of the wall.
I lost half my men. The Blackwater's on fire.
Dog, I command you to go back out there and fight!
Your King's Guard, Clegane. We must beat them back or they're going to take this city. Your King's city.
Fuck the King's Guard. Fuck the city. Fuck the King.
Sent me to bring you back to the Red Keep.
If you won't defend your own city, why should they?
What would you have me do?
Lead. Get down there and lead your people against the invaders who want to kill them.
What did my mother say exactly? Did she have urgent business with me?
She did not say, Your Grace.
Sir Boris, Sir Mandan, stay with my uncle and represent the king on the field of battle.
My helmet. Sir Mandan, you will bear the king's banner. Men, form up! Men! Men! They say I am half a man. But what does that make the lot of you?
The only way out is through the gate. And they're at the gate.
There's another way out. I'm going to show you. Come out behind them and fuck them in their asses. Don't fight for your king, and don't fight for his kingdoms. Don't fight for honor, don't fight for glory. Don't fight for riches, because he won't get any. This is your city Stannis means to sack. That's your gate he's ramming. If he gets in, it will be your houses he burns. Your gold he steals. Your women he will rape. Those are brave men knocking at our door. Let's go kill them.
Yeah!
Prince's troops are at the gates. When the gold cloaks saw the king leaving, they lost all heart.
Where is my son?
I want to escort him back to the battle.
Why do I care what you want? Bring me...
Now listen to me. We...
Don't be afraid. The queen has raised the drawbridge. This is the safest place we can be. Joffrey's not hurt. He's fighting bravely. His knights have rallied behind him. They will save the city. Shall we sing a hymn? Gentle mother, font of mercy, save our sons from war, we pray. Gentle.
You must go. Run to your chamber and by your door. Stannis won't hurt you. This one will.
Come with me.
I need to say goodbye to someone.
The queen said they'd rape everyone.
No one is raping me. Go, run!
Lady's starting to panic.
What are you doing here?
Not here for long. I'm going.
Where?
Someplace that isn't burning. North might be. Could be.
What about the king?
He can die just fine on his own. I can take you with me. Take you to Winterfell. I'll keep you safe. Do you want to go home?
I'll be safe here. Cernus won't hurt me.
Look at me. Stannis is a killer. The Lannisters are killers. Your father was a killer. Your brother is a killer. Your sons will be killers someday. The world is built by killers. So you better get used to looking at them.
You won't hurt me.
No, little bird, I won't hurt you.
Fuck me.
Sweet.
They're still fighting.
No one's going to hurt you. I'll tell you a story. You know the one about the mother lion and her little cub? They lived in the woods.
The Kingswood?
Yes, my love. In the Kingswood, there lived a mother and her cub. She loved him very much. But there were other things that lived in the woods, evil things.
Like what?
Like stags.
Stags aren't evil. They only eat grass.
Wolves.
My lord.
You could hear them howling in the night. Little cub was frightened. His mother said, "You are a lion, my son. You mustn't be afraid." One day all the beasts will bow to you. You will be king. All the stags will bow, all the wolves will bow. The bears in the north and the foxes of the south. All the birds in the sky and the beasts in the sea. They will all come to you, little lion, to rest a crown upon your head. Cub said, "Will I be strong and fierce like my father?" "Yes," said his mother. "You will be strong and fierce just like your father." Safe. My love. I promise you.
Battle is over. We have won.
And who are you, the proud lord said, that I must bow so low? Only a cat of a different coat. That's all the truth I know. And a coat of gold or a coat of red, a lion still has claws. And mine are long and sharp, my lord, as long and sharp as yours. And so he spoke. And so he spoke.